We're back on Inside the Huddle. My next guest this morning is Coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets boys basketball program. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Exciting times up there in Rossville. We just got off the line with the girls' coach, Chad Gahabe. They have a big day today. Is the Rossville boys going to be part of that today and travel over and watch the girls?
Yes, we'll be over there supporting the girls. Everybody's pretty excited to go watch them play today. And I was just listening to your guys' segment on the radio, and I kind of thought to myself, you know, probably just leave Chad on there. If he didn't have so much work to do, let's just keep Chad on, and he can have my segment.
Yeah, I felt bad about keeping him going because I know, I mean, he's got a lot to do to get to Westdale by 1 o'clock, but I thought maybe we'd get another aspect of you to talk a little bit about the girls' program. I think all the county schools do a good job now, both boys and girls supporting each other, and I think Rossville's no different than any other school and does a really good job up there, you know, promoting all their athletic programs.
Yeah, and you know, people have been around a school that where the school is in the town and it's the hub of the town, like Rossville. I just feel like you get great support more times than not, and even more so in the Rossville community. Not to say anything bad about anywhere else, but I've never been anywhere where you got just random people come in and watching middle school games or watching a middle school girls basketball game. They don't have a kid or a niece or nephew playing, and they're just there to watch the kids play. So it's kind of neat to see. Anytime you end up having a team have some success or do something in the postseason, people really even jump on more and they want to go support just because they love Rossville sports.
Yeah, the Rossville community I've known my whole life has been very unique, and they really supported their basketball programs. Of course, the boys program has always been very successful. The girls, you know, have had a tough run here, and I think, can you talk a little bit about, you know, coming over that hurdle last week to win a sectional and what that means in 33 years?
Oh, it's, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of a little surreal. You start going so long, and, you know, there's some other schools around that have the same feeling, I know. You start going so long, you think, man, what have we done wrong here? You know, we've got to do something right here to get over the hump. And I think a little bit that was for the girls program. You know, they faced some tough teams right out the gate there for several years in a row. I know Chad, it felt like I felt so bad for him. He felt, you know, he would draw Catholic every year.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 6 years in a row, I think Catholic beat him in the first game. I mean, that's a hurdle to overcome. I know Clinton Central fans feel that way sometimes, the Prairie fans. It just can really hurt a program because you just can't get over that hump. And to see the Hornets do that last week, I think everybody in the county is pulling for you.
Yep. I think it was pretty cool. And sometimes you just need that break. And we, you know, our girls had to play two good games last week, beat a team that in the championship that had already beaten us. So, you know, that shows some grit and shows also how much the team has changed since the beginning of the season. And I think Coach Gahabe and his staff has done a great job with their girls. And, you know, I didn't get to see them play a ton, but I got to see them play enough throughout the season, beginning, middle, and end. You know, you could see where they've really improved, and those younger kids have gelled with the older kids. And it's been neat to see.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you talking with me about the Rossville girls program. I think the Hornet fans would really enjoy your take on that. I think you were very well spoken. Let's move over to the boys team that you're coaching. You guys are 10-10. You've had a little bit of a rough go here in the last three. I think you were at Delphi last night. Very hard place to play. The Oracles got you 51-45. Can you talk about that game a little bit last night?
Yeah, Jamie, I'll tell you what. I'd much rather talk about the girls' program right now.
I got you. We can always talk about show pigs. How's that going?
Yeah. Well, we have none in the barn right now, so that's easy on us right now.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, when you shoot 19% in one half, in the game at 31%, that just seems to be like our Achilles heel right now. We have not been able to score the basketball in this stretch of games shows. And there's some games we've won close throughout the year that we didn't shoot the ball well at all, but did other things well enough to give ourselves a chance to win down the stretch. And it's just tough to win. You know, you score 12 points in a half and you're not trying to slow the game down, there's something wrong.
Right.
So, you know, whether it's on us as far as shot selection or just not be able to make shots, this team has been pretty streaky. Trying to understand when guys can hit shots and not hit shots, it's been difficult, to say the least. But I really think it comes down to that, being able to score the basketball.
Yeah, at the Clinton Prairie game, I talked with your bookkeeper, my old buddy Kevin Wolin, and we talked about after the Gopher game. I said, man, you guys are physical. I mean, you get right up and play defense, you know, right in there on them, up and down the floor, get a lot of rebounds. If there's a loose ball, there's four Hornet jerseys in red all over the floor trying to get it. They're tough nosed, but I said, you know, you just have one guy tonight could hit an outside shot, and I think that was the difference in that ball game as well.
Yeah, you know, Prairie's length in their zone really hurt us. Sometimes, you know, when teams so much longer than you, it's harder to get your angles that you need. And then our inside presence wasn't there in that game. But, yeah, if you're not going to be able to make baskets, you know, last night we shot 10 more shots than our opponent. But they made 3 more shots. We lose by 6.
Right.
We shot more free throws than they did, and they still made more free throws than us. So, actually made the same amount, sorry. You know, at some point, you got to realize you got to put the basketball in the hoop. And that's really been a struggle for us. You know, we had some guys struggle immensely last night from shooting from anywhere in the field. So we've got to figure out a way to get the ball in the hoop.
Well, you guys play defense. Going back to that Prairie game, I mean, you got two guys on Jake McGraw at times, but Jake's just a little bit different player. And he can get to the rim. I mean, have you not seen a kid in Clinton County in a while that could get to the rim like Jake?
No, I haven't. You know, I can't even really think of one that comes to mind right now. He's by far and away the best player in the county right now. I don't care if he's a sophomore or not. He's pretty hard to stop once he gets going. You know, the key is with him, you can't let him get going, but he's putting up some big numbers. His length and he really reads people well, and he can use his body and length to adjust. He's tough to stop, especially in the open floor.
Well, Peckinpah runs that 3-2 defense, and he plays in the center of it. And like you said, his length, I don't think kids sometimes realize how much he can reach out there and grab and deflect passes. And when he does, you know, he's got a wide open layup to the basket. And if you get two or three guys on him, he either gets an and one or he gets two free throws, and he just does a really good job at the free throw line. But I know the kid and the family, and it doesn't come by accident. So my point is, he works at it every day. I mean, I've seen that kid, I mean, repeatedly shooting the basketball every day. I mean, that's what it takes to get there. So, you know, I'm sure you can try to instill that in your kids. Every coach does that. But he does a really good job preparing himself. But let's go back and talk to the Hornets. I think you guys got a big ball game coming up Tuesday night. You're going to Northwestern?
Yep.
Northwestern, I think they're about .500 ball club this year, but I watched them play a while back, and they play a little bit of style of basketball like you guys. They've definitely been in the weight room, and they're physical as well.
Yeah, they got some length and physicality to their game. We're going to have to really make sure we're on our toes defensively, but you know, on the offensive end, we're going to have to take care of the basketball and be strong with it. I feel like that's part of our issue. As strong as we play on the defensive end, we're not playing equally as strong on the offensive end. And they're a team that's going to punch you in the mouth if you're not ready. So we're going to have to be ready to, you know, be physically strong on both ends of the floor to be able to score some points.
Well, you got 3 games left to go in the year. You've got the North or Western game. You got Faith Christian and West Lafayette. West Lafayette's on a tear right now, put a bunch of games together. You think this, you know, strength of schedule down the stretch here is going to propel you into sectional 54 for a good chance the Hornets make another run? Because I mean, I've told you year after year, I don't know what it is, but come sectional time, even if you're having a down year, you guys wake up and you play basketball. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I hope we wake up. We're going to need to wake up real soon. And if we don't wake up in these next 3 games, we're going to be punched in the mouth every one of them. Faith's playing really well. Like you said, West Side's playing really well. So we better get ready because sectional's right around the corner. And we gotta get back to playing Rossville basketball. So hopefully we're ready to go.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the younger Hornets. I know you've got some good boys in your own household playing, and you got some good teams over there. Let's talk a little bit about them real quick.
Yeah, we got a lot of good teams coming up through, you know, all the way down from our fifth grade. You know, we start school ball in fifth grade, and obviously we got kids playing at Legacy and stuff at all ages. But yeah, the fifth grade team, they won the little tournament this year, and I think they end up losing one game. That was the Clinton Central. Clinton Central's got a nice fifth grade team. Sixth grade's had a good season. They really improved a lot this year. And then seventh grade won four tournaments. And I think they ended up 20-2, playing some really good basketball. I think the only schools they lost to was the two that feed in the East to Harrison. Then our eighth grade, yeah, they went 20-2 as well. They lost two championship games this year, but to good teams, and they end up winning two tournaments as well.
Well, it sounds like to me the Hornets got a lot to be excited about. The pipeline is, you know, filling up, and they're going to be coming up there to be some good high school basketball teams.
Well, we're going to need them, so hopefully they keep working on their game, and you know, we've had some success, and sometimes that success in elementary and middle school can breed into high school, but if the kids don't keep working, if they get stagnant, that won't translate. So hopefully we keep them working all the way through.
Hey, Coach, we're going to change gears here a little bit. I just got a text. Can you help us and our listeners know about two wrestlers from Rossville going to the semi-state today, Noah Weaver and Jacob Weaver? Since this is all about Hornets in this first half hour of our show today.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm guessing both of them have wrestled once by now. I think they both won regionals, so if they win their first two matches, they're on to the state finals regardless today. So, yeah, it's really cool for our wrestling program to have two guys not only advance to semi-state but to win regional. You know, obviously, our sectional for wrestling is extremely tough with, you know, likes of Carmel and Zionsville and all those really big schools. So it's quite the accomplishment not only to win sectional but move on and win regional. Hopefully they have a great day today. I wish, you know, some of us could be in two places at once, but obviously we can't. So I haven't heard yet as far as if they won their first match, but I'm pretty sure they've wrestled their first match.
Okay, great. We've been speaking with Coach Corey Dunn this morning, the Rossville boys basketball coach. Good luck to you, Coach. I know you're in a little tough slide, but that happens in high school sports. You never know. That's why you play every week. You know, there could be another different outcome next week for the Hornets and after a good week of practice. Thanks for being on.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jamie. Thank you very much.
All right. We've finished up the first half hour with all about Rossville here on Inside the Huddle this morning. We had Coach Jad Cahabe on first. The Rossville Hornets girls basketball team is traveling to Westdale today to take on Tri-Central for the regional title and a chance to possibly play here in Frankfort next week. We just talked to Coach Corey Dunn, who leads the boys program, and we spent a little bit of time talking just about Rossville High School sports in general, and I'm really a good time in Rossville right now. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll be on to Derek Davis, the coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs, to start our next half hour.